So let's do some loving kindness practice. Sound okay? So here, rather than gathering our attention around the feeling of the breath, we gather our attention around the silent repetition of certain phrases. These phrases, being words, will likely be quite imperfect. But remember, the phrases are the conduit, they are the vehicle for the energy of the heart, for the way we pay attention. So even if they're imperfect, see if you can find good enough phrases. They need to be general, because this is an offering, it's like gift giving. This is an offering we're making to ourselves and then to others. So it can't be, now may I beat the traffic tomorrow. It's got to be more like, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. I'll tell you the very common ones in a second. It could be, may I be filled with loving kindness, because that can easily translate to, may you be filled with loving kindness. The common ones that are often used are, beginning with oneself, may I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. May I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. This last, may I live with ease, means in the things of day-to-day life, like livelihood and family, may it not be a struggle. May I live with ease. And I'll tell you the phrases I used in Burma, which were given to me by my teacher. Again, beginning with myself, with oneself. May I be free from danger. This means inner and outer danger, the inner danger of being lost in just some reactive state, losing perspective. May I be free from danger. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I have ease of well-being, or may I live with ease. May I be free from danger. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I have ease of well-being. So, just gives you a sense of some range of possibility. I use those phrases for myself and then for others, and finally for all beings. For quite a long time in Burma, I was there for 3 months, and it was a transforming, amazing time for me. And then I went back to the States and began teaching loving kindness, and I just suggested those phrases because they were the phrases of my practice. And I taught in Barre, Massachusetts, and it was fine. Then I went out to California. This is kind of a California joke. I went out to California and I taught a metta retreat, and I just offered my phrases, the ones I'd got in Burma. And by the end of the first sitting, when I looked up, there was a line longer than this room of people waiting to complain to me. To say, you know, I don't feel comfortable repeating a word like danger, it's bad to say suffering over and over again. And I actually don't know the science behind this, maybe someone here does, but, or if there is any. But I do know that it's not good to struggle with the phrases and not feel okay. They may not be perfect, but they need to be okay. So it's fine if you prefer to say, may I be safe, rather than may I be free from danger. You know, there are many, many ways of doing this practice. we just suggest you choose three or four good enough phrases, like, may I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. The phrases change meaning over time anyway. Happiness changes meaning. Health changes meaning. They just need to be good enough to provide a structure for actually doing the practice. And classically, we do begin the offering with ourselves. We end with all beings everywhere, all of life. And what we do in the middle might be different at different times. It's not helpful if you're trying to force a feeling or make something happen. The power of this practice really is in that gathering. It's being completely present with one phrase. We know what the phrase means. We have a sense of the recipient. And when our attention wanders, we begin again. Okay, so again, if you could sit comfortably, you can close your eyes or not. See if there are three or four phrases that work for you. Phrases like, may I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Gather all of your attention behind one phrase at a time. Sometimes people like to say the phrase along with the breath. Other people don't like that so much and find it better to let go of the awareness of the breath and just be with the phrase. It's really up to you. But repeat the phrases with enough space and enough silence so that it's a rhythm that's pleasing to you. And see if you can call to mind a benefactor, that someone who's helped you. Maybe they've helped you directly. They've helped pick you up when you've fallen down. Or maybe you've never met them, but they've inspired you from afar. If someone like that comes to mind, you can bring them here. The texts say, this is the one whom when you think of them, you smile. So it's like an embodiment of love, loving kindness for you. Might be an adult, might be a child, might be a pet. Is there someone who makes you smile in that way? If so, see if you can get an image of them or say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease, or whatever phrases you may be using. And if no one comes to mind, that's fine. You can just continue on with yourself. And then a friend. Let's start with a friend who's doing pretty well right now. They may not be perfectly happy, but at least in some arena of life, they're enjoying success or good fortune. If someone like that comes to mind, bring them here and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And then a friend who's not doing so well right now, who's struggling in some way, bring them here and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And someone here you didn't know before you got here. You may not know their name, but you just get a kind of feeling for them. Whoever they are, this is someone who wants to be happy just as we want to be happy. This is someone who's vulnerable just as we all are vulnerable. So see what happens as you wish them well. And everybody here, which involves a whole variety of different relationships. Some whom you may know quite well, some you don't know at all, and yourself. May we be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And then all beings everywhere, all people, all creatures, all those in existence, near and far, known and unknown. May all beings be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. So